Hi, I'm Emily Eakins, and I'm the polling director at Reason Foundation. We recently conducted a poll of Americans on landlines and cell phones, asking them questions about government spending, the debt ceiling, gun control, and drug reform. I'd like to tell you about some of the results. We asked several questions about government spending, the federal budget deficit, and the debt ceiling. We found that 64% of Americans oppose raising the debt ceiling. One of the reasons is that only a quarter think that failing to raise the debt ceiling would actually result in an economic crisis. Since 1990, federal government spending per person has increased 39% adjusted for inflation. We found that only 17% of Americans felt that this increased spending had improved their quality of life. This helps explain why only 12% of Americans think that rolling spending levels back to the 1990s levels would hurt the economy. We asked a number of questions about drug policy. We found that Republicans, Democrats, and Independents all agree that the federal government should not get involved in states that have legalized the recreational use of marijuana. For instance, Republicans, Democrats, and Independents all agree that the federal government should not arrest individuals who use, grow, or sell marijuana in the states that have legalized it. In light of new proposals for gun legislation, we asked a number of questions about gun control. First, we found that 51% of Americans believe that individuals should be allowed to own assault weapons. 44% disagree and believe they should be prohibited. We asked Americans if they thought the assault weapons ban would have prevented the shooter in Newtown, Connecticut, had the law still been in effect. We found that only 27% of Americans felt like it would. We asked them why, and of these Americans, they felt it would have prevented the shooter from obtaining the weapons that he used. This is particularly interesting given that Connecticut already has an assault weapons ban on the books, and the weapons that Lanza used were legal under state law. To learn more about what Americans think about entitlement reform, cutting defense spending, taxes, and more, please visit reason.com/poll.